Hey guys, it's your girl Brianna Bell. Welcome to Is It Black and White? So look, I'ma jump right in. I hope you guys are doing well. I'ma jump right in. Excuse the noise in the background. Y'all already know we're gonna do whatever it takes to get this word out. Okay, no more. You know, I strive for excellence. I want things to be professional, but at this point, you know, it's like never gonna happen. It's just never gonna happen. So real quick, oh God, it's so good. So I'm just having my time with Abba, and he actually 2 days in a row he placed this on my heart, and God was like, you haven't even experienced the best. Can we just sit on that? Like, you haven't even experienced the best. What you think is the best, what you are concerned about leaving or letting go, like you think, you truly believe that it's a loss, right? And I don't want to say too much because I'm already working on like a word, but God had me in the book of Job and I finished it and I read it with different eyes this time. I never really liked the book of Job, but now I do, given, you know, my season and things like that. And so God was basically showing me, it was like purification. It was God kind of not in a harsh way. I'm gonna just say it, right? Y'all, whoever's for is who it's for. So God was showing me he's removing what needs to leave and he's replacing the new. So yeah, Job went through this very harsh season and it was a testing and all that, but how God was ministering it to me is like a pruning. Even the ones that you love, even the ones who you thought would be there for you, who would be there to like make it to the other side, like when you make it, when God blows you up, when you get the money, you get the wealth, you get everything that you asked for, we thought these specific people were going to come. That was like the heaviness on top of the warfare, right? Of, you know, he was experiencing things with health and other things. But that was like a really meaty part for me that I was just chewing on, that it was Job's family. Like that was what he was having me hold on to. It was his family, his children, right? And that can represent anybody. Right? You fill in a blank, but the Lord was like, you think that this is the best, right? And so I've always wrestled with this, but like, God, you gave him more children, but they're not the same people that like left, that the enemy took out. It's not the same. So it's not like you can replace someone, right? And well, the way the Lord was ministering it to me, or just showing me, right, is we're never supposed to be attached to people like that. And believe it or not, a lot of us are raised to think that people are supposed to be who they're supposed to be to us. Like, when you die, that person is not going to be your son or your daughter or your husband or your wife or your mom or your dad. They're not going to be that. They're just going to be another, like, sister or brother in Christ, right? Those names, those titles are just for earth purposes only. And it's not in a harsh way. What I truly believe is God allowed Job to go through that because at the end of the day, people aren't even supposed to be our idols. So whoever it is that you think that was supposed to go with you and you're going through this season, or it could be a group of people and you're going through this season and they're not, like, you're grieving the loss, God is like, I have better, believe it or not. You have never experienced what I have for you. You thought, look at what you imagine, or not even imagine, what you have experienced as the best. Like, you have this memory, or you have memories with this person, or you've had plans with this person. God's like, I have way better. Scratch all that. I have way better. And so the thing is, the hardest part for me, at least, is being in this position, because it's like, well, when God says like his thoughts are not our thoughts, his ways are not our ways, right? is way beyond that we can imagine. Or I'm like blending scriptures, right? He says like what he has for us is more than we can imagine. No eye has ever seen, no ear has ever heard, right? Like that. You can't even imagine. That's overwhelming to think. And sometimes that's frustrating because it's like, I kind of want to know. I kind of want an idea. But that's what makes it so much better. And it puts us in this position of being humbled. It puts us in this position of just God, of trust. Trust, because it's like you have absolutely no input on what he has for you. But when I tell you, because this is something I just keep hearing in my spirit, like God is like, you have no idea. Hallelujah. And so I'm about to prophesy. So the Lord is saying, you are going to thank me for taking this person out of your life. You are going to thank me for removing this person. You are going to thank me. Yes, believe it or not, you are going to thank me for the pain, for the cries. You are going to thank me. God showed me like tears of joy. Like the people he is sending in your life are going to literally be everything and more for you. Not in a dependent way, right? Because like I said, we don't make people an idol. So in this wilderness, in the growing, in the pruning, what God has done is remove the idolatry of people out of your life. So you're not going to have that anymore. And that's what's going to make this relationship so much sweeter. And I hear pure, like just pure intentions from both ends. Like you're just here to help and they're just here to help. And there's no codependency, because that thing that you think you thought you needed, you found in Christ, right? That's usually why God has us go through hardship. Is like hardships is because he's trying to reveal himself to us in that area that we think that we need whatever to feel. But like I said, I had so much joy. I had to share this while I felt it. But God says, you have no idea. You have not experienced the best. You have not. What? I've had a lot of good times, okay, with people. I had a lot of great plans. God's like, nope. I have better. I have more. And it puts us in this place of excitement and expectation, right? Another thing while I'm here, the Lord has literally been speaking about like preparation. So I think I've said this in I don't know whichever word, but we can't drag our feet in this season because you will miss it. You will definitely miss this opportunity. So whatever God is telling you to do, if he's calling you to fast, if he's calling you to go on a diet, if he's having you like, look, clean your room, change your looks, like very specific instructions like that, or maybe not as specific, whatever, just do it. Just do it. I'm literally trying my best to get in this place of obedience, because I will admit, and I definitely need to repent for taking advantage of God's grace and mercy. Like, I feel like, oh, it's not a sin if I just drag my feet. You know, that is still an act of disobedience, right? But we don't see it as that. We don't focus on it so much because it's not like, oh, I'm actually out here committing adultery or masturbating or doing drugs. Like, we don't see it out cussing people out. Like, we don't see it as the same, but it still is. Like, okay, it's still disobedience. So God is trying to get us there. He wants to get us there. Remember, it's never God, it's us. Are we being obedient? Are we doing what we have to do, right? Are we allowing him to do his work, or are we resisting, like constantly resisting? You know what I mean? So yeah, so that's it. Oh, it's only 9 minutes. So yeah, that's all I have for you guys. You guys be blessed. I'm so excited for this time that we're entering. It's definitely a new year. I don't know. It's like I feel like we are in a very new place. And it's funny because I was letting my child or my baby watch this video or whatever. I fell asleep while the TV was on. And when I woke up, there was a video playing and it said, Happy New Year. And it was, I think it was April 7th, right? And so I've just been feeling like a shift, major shifts. I've been feeling opposition in the spirit. I've been so tempted to, like, procrastination has been attacking me. Delay, like, waiting, right? Distractions has been all over the place. Like my last word I was talking about, remember God was saying he's not going to stop or remove that thing he wants you to change. Like, he's not changing that thing. He's changing you, right? And I got confirmation on that today when the sermon was about like processing and how like God is wanting you to trust him even in the now. He wants you to trust him and find the peace and find him in your obstacles, right? Because we could still idolize or rely. Like, I guess for me, what God was showing me is I'm relying, oh Lord, if you take this away, then I'll be able to do it, as if he's not enough. Like, God's not enough for me to be able to persevere. God's not enough for me to mellow out, you know, and get through. God's not enough for me to not get distracted. That's basically what I'm saying, or what we're saying, right? When we're like, God, take this away, take this away, take this away. Just depending. That's not just flat out across the board. I mean, obviously, you know, but for certain things that you have been praying for God to remove and to take away and he hasn't, it is that thorn. It is that thorn is when God is saying, my grace is enough. All right, y'all. So my baby's awake. I love you guys. Y'all be blessed. I'll talk to y'all soon. Bye.